Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Once again, it is time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color here in the corner room of the old historic Clay County Courthouse. And it's a pleasure coming to you here on your radio dial, which happens to be tuned to 101.5 WVFB FM, Kicks Country, as we do each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock in the morning, with a rebroadcast this evening about 6 o'clock. And these shows, they get streamed on the Delahalla Horizon website. And it's, like I said, it's a pleasure being able to come into your homes. And we just kick back and get another cup of coffee if you haven't had your first cup yet. And you might want to call and remind your neighbors if you think they're not listening. So, you know, get on the party line and tell them all at once. We may not have party lines anymore, but we do have... message chains where you send out messages to a whole bunch of people at once. But as Bob Dylan said a few years ago, the times they are changing. And sometimes we're not sure whether they are changing for the good or for the worse. But it's a pleasure being here this morning, and got a great show this morning. We're going to be talking about Roley Ho Marbles, especially the championship coming up here next weekend, not this weekend, but the next weekend, and a bunch of the activities and things going on with that. And we may just wander off on a lot of different things while we're here today.
That sounds great.
And we'll be doing that here in a few minutes. And I guess we want to, of course, thank the folks that make this possible here each Thursday morning. We've got folks that are sponsoring here, and we really appreciate them. And if you would like to be a sponsor on the show, just give them a call up at the business office, and they'll set you up. And for a minimal fee, you can get not a whole lot per week, but we go out in a pretty good range here. We go out about, if we go 50 miles in each direction, we would reach a pretty good little distance here. And it depends on the weather how far we go, but we got our tire out at Midway, and we tell her we're just broadcasting out to the entire world as long as the world ain't too big. But we will be getting into that here in a few minutes, and we want, of course, especially thank the Chamber of Commerce, the three-star committee, all those that work to keep this show on the air. And we're grateful to the management, everyone, because we know we are a dwindling few that has a live radio show anymore. And we really, really appreciate the fact that we're able to do that and to bring some news, just basic information, a little entertainment, just lots of things going on. And we'll take a little short break, come back, and I've got a couple of public service announcements to make. And then Mr. Sean Hughes is here with me, and we're going to talk marbles. And we haven't lost our marbles yet. We still got most of them, but we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the hybrid lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, I take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner. And it's just an extreme pleasure being able to come into your homes each Thursday morning here. But once again, don't forget that we will be rebroadcasting this evening at 6 o'clock. But before we get around to talking about the marbles, I want to remind everyone that we'll be giving away a birthday prize during the show today. And if my memory doesn't completely slip away, we'll be reading those names about halfway through the show. And got a few of those. And also want to remind folks with on the athletic level that we've got our young ladies down at the high school are playing a volleyball match this afternoon at 5 o'clock against Westmoreland. So everyone get out and go down and watch that. Volleyball is a very, very exciting game to watch. So, you know, come on out about 5 o'clock and watch that. And then tomorrow night we'll be playing our first home football game against Cornersville. And that should be a great contest. And right now we are the number 10 ranked Class A football team in the state of Tennessee based upon our two early victories. And so everyone come out and enjoy a great evening of football. And then this afternoon come down and watch the volleyball. And with that, I have Mr. Sean Hughes here with me this morning, who is a park ranger over at Standing Stone State Park. And he's got we've got the National Roly Ho Marble Championship coming up, but I know we got a bunch of activities going on over there next weekend, and you know, of course, we really appreciate all the hard work that Sean has done with the Roly Ho Marble Championship, and I believe it's how many years old now, Sean?
Well, this is supposed to be our 40th year, but we did have to cancel 1 year due to COVID pandemic restrictions. So this is actually year number 39.
It's the 39th year of the 39th championship in that 40-year period since it started.
That's right. So, but we're excited that this 40-year tradition is. We're just excited to have this event.
Okay, now have you been with this from the beginning, Sean?
No, sir. I've not been with it from the beginning, and I've actually been around for quite a few years. I worked at Standing Stone, beginning as a 16-year-old. So, at one point in time, I was hanging X's on the scoreboard and driving the shuttle bus and doing different things at the event that day. But I've actually at one point in time knew how many I'd been to. But I've just been the organizer since 2001.
Okay. You want to talk about what's coming up first, and then we're going to back up and talk some history after that. Let's go ahead and go through the events coming up next weekend.
Sure. And for you, I appreciate you. Thank you for letting me be with you this morning. And also, I appreciate the kind words and the hard work. And just want to let you know there's a lot of people. We're honored to have this great event at Standing Stone State Park, and there's so many people behind it as well, whether it be throughout the history from when it first started to the state park. Everyone that helps put this together, the maintenance staff, the rangers, and even the sponsors that help make this possible, so of the event. So there's a lot of hard work that goes into it, but we're just so thankful to have this great event. And it's a great event for what it stands for, and also it's a fun event. And we have a lot of great things in store, and most everything's free, with the exception of I'll tell everyone what's going on, but everything's free, with the exception of if you want to buy some food or a souvenir or maybe a game ticket or two. But the 39th Annual National Rolly-Ho Marble Championship will be Saturday, September 17th. We will have a few extra games kicking off on September 16th that night, on Friday night. But most all the festivities, all the extras are going to be, and the conclusion of the tournament should be September 17th. And
sometime
it could possibly, it has went to Sunday morning before, on the national championship.
Rolly-Ho Marble is not a real fast-moving, exciting event.
No.
It's exciting, but not fast-moving.
I mean, some games could be 30, 45 minutes long, and some games could be 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours, 4 hours long. I've even heard of games longer. But so if you see our brackets, you'll see the game, you'll see the tournament concluding around 5 o'clock or something like that. But that's probably not going to be the case. We're you never know. It's hard to bracket those out. But today is centered around the National Rolly-Ho Marbles Championship. But along with watching the world famous marble shooters from around here, we also have a 7-hour music festival that alone would be something to come see. And then I think 5 or 6 other marble tournaments where you can actually just come and sign up that day and play, prize money and trophies in most of those. There'll be food. We have we have East Tennessee Timothy Volunteer Fire Department, Hog Wild Barbecue, and Southern Snow Shack. We also have the Kids Marbles Festival, which you can bring your kids out. If there's something to do with a marble, we try to come up with it where they can play some games, or there's arts and crafts. We also have glass blowers that'll be on site making marbles and selling marbles. Rolly-Ho played with Flint marbles. We'll have Flint makers there on site. We also have some other marble vendors. Even a guy from Kansas City, Missouri will be on site where you can actually make a marble roller coaster. a little bit hard to explain, but kids will have a lot of fun with that. We encourage, we have a swap meet where we hopefully people could, if you have marbles, you've always wondered if you want to sell them or swap or trade. It's a fun time to do that. And everybody's always wanting to collect this year's collector's marble or this year's Rolly Hole t-shirt. Standing Stone State Park will have the booth that you can find that. And the Friends of Standing Stone have a booth with over a ton of marbles. That includes printed marbles, bulk marbles. So, and the famous Kids Marble Hunt. There'll be three of those where instead of Easter eggs, you just go in a field and kids can pick up marbles. So there's a lot of activities. I sometimes have a hard time telling everything that goes on that day. But it is a standalone world-class marbles championship. But along with that, there is something here for everyone.
Okay, now I'm looking on down through. You've kind of quit on the schedule there, and I'm looking on down at it. I know you've got, like I said, your booth set up. The Friends of Standing Stone got a booth set up. There's actually two of the marble hunt sessions, I believe, isn't there?
I think there's three of them.
Okay, and then a ringer marbles tournament. And, you know, looking on the wall here, Sean just looked up, and there's a picture off the cover of one of the national magazines of the young lady who a number of years ago won that national contest. And
right.
We have had maybe seven people that are associated with this area that have actually won the tournament, and I believe one of the young men from up at Tompkinsville that won it one year was actually playing for Standing Stone, I believe, back early on.
Right. I'm trying to think. I believe we have one. Don't let me miss on one, but I think we've had maybe four or five local youth between Standing Stone, Overton County, Clay County that have won the national marbles tournament in Wildwood, New Jersey, as youth, and had some runners up. Even my daughter is a runner up champion. It's actually her and Logan. I brought those two girls from Tennessee that my daughter and Logan Mabry played in the championship one year.
And I think maybe we had one of the strong young ladies that finished with a trophy this past year.
Right. We had some really had some local youth that went up there this year. Mr. Brian Cherry is the coach. He does a great job with them. He takes he coaches them, takes them to Wildwood, New Jersey, and they really represented Clay County, Tennessee, and the local area great. So,
okay, I guess we need to do a little commercial break here, and we'll be back. And we want to go through the lineup of our musicians when we come back.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposits. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Welcome back, everyone. Sean and I, we're still here, in case you're wondering. And Sean, I know we've got, but before we talk about our performers, looking down through here, you know, the different marble games that we've got going on, one that it doesn't have quite the popularity and notoriety as the roly-hole thing, and that is the Tennessee Square Marbles Tournament. And I think along that line, I believe this... this weekend, that on the SEC, the ESPN SEC network, there's a New True South episode coming up that was filmed here in Clay County and Monroe County. That's part of the feature of that is some footage that was shot out at Mr. Malcolm Strong's Tennessee Square Marble Yard out the other side of Moss. I think that's coming up. I want to remind everyone that. Okay. I'm not sure the exact time, but I know that's coming up. And I think maybe best we can find out that game was a pretty strong game down in our neighbors down in Macon County at one time. Quite a bit of strength here in Clay and Monroe County.
Right. Square Marbles, or Tennessee Squares, we like to call it, always been a popular game. It's the tough thing is there's always so much. This really needs to be divided up between 3 or 4 days almost. Everyone's always wanting to play Roly Hole. They want to play Tennessee Square. Those being probably the two most popular tournaments, and with the most tradition in this area. And that's the only highlight sometimes of getting knocked out of the Roly Hole tournament is they can concentrate on the Tennessee Square tournament.
But you know that. Why don't you take about 10 seconds and tell us about how you play Tennessee Square?
Well, I'm not the...
No, I just threw that at you for meanness. Sean, I have watched some of it, and it kind of reminds me of a live game, the old battleship game, where you knock your opponent out, you get points for doing things not necessarily to your opponent, but the way you play the marbles, you've got big marbles you knock off, and you wind up putting marbles in your pocket and get to keep them for a little while, and then they can take them back away from you. And
well, I've played it different times, and I remember it's a lot of fun. And the one good thing about it is it's a little bit easier to set up the area to play in than it is the Roly Hole Yard.
Yeah, I've got one of the carpets over next door.
So it, but I remember I had a lot of fun playing Tennessee Square, and I invite everyone to that day to come and watch, even learn how to play, because it is a great game as well.
And that's also a game played with partners. Okay, now let's go through our performers we've got over there. I know a lot of folks would be interested in that.
If we didn't have, first of all, we are lucky enough to have what the event is centered around is the National Rolly Hole Marbles Championship, and its standalone is what the event is about. But this music festival is top notch, and we're just lucky to have actually every one of these great artists. It actually starts with Clearview Bluegrass at 10 a.m. At 11 o'clock, we have the Bluegrass Entertainer of the Year, the Cody Norris Show, at 11 a.m. 12 p.m. noon, Leroy Troy and his son Cash Williams will be on stage, the Standing Stone. 1 p.m. is the Tennessee Bluegrass Band, and they are a great, top-notch band. 2 p.m., Conspiracy to Kill a Possum.
Now, where'd this bunch come from?
Well, actually, has many local great talent in there. Jackson Carter is a part of this band. I think many people know him. Trenton Tater Carruthers is a part of this band. And many other locals that, so this is, and actually this band is the favorite title, or their name is the favorite among many people. That many people say, I've got to go listen to this Conspiracy to Kill a Possum. 3 p.m., Uncle Shefflo and his Haint Hollow Hoot Nanny. They're a world-class, old-time band. And then 4 p.m., I think many people around here know Miss Cherokee Upton. She'll be on stage. So it's a great day. The music is free. Does it many places you would pay just to watch one or two of these individuals, and all 7 hours is free.
You can't beat the admission price.
No. This is. I mean, sponsors and State Park and everybody are paying the cover.
You know, and one of the things a lot of folks are interested in, and we hadn't talked a whole lot about, but that is the Flint Marble Making Demonstration. It's amazing to see these guys start out with a square piece of flint rock, and actually they actually started out with just a stone they picked up out in the field, but now they use their cutting saws and saw them up into squares, and to start using a grinding wheel to start working these things down into kind of a round shape, and making marbles. And you know, I've looked at some of the films and things on these, but this right here is just, I mean, the list here of the marble makers are just a list of some of the most famous of all the marble players that we have in this area. Some older and a couple of new ones. Looking down through here, Mr. Paul Davis, and I think he is the gentleman who taught Kenzie Adams through a grant to make the marbles. Timmy Walden, Ben Walden, and then we've got Eric and Josh Strong, two of the younger members of Junior B. Strong's sons. And this is a very, very old, old tradition here, and going all the way back to when they were made by finding a piece of stone, taking a hammer and a chisel, and getting you a little piece and getting it in a little bit of a shape. And then if you were about my age when I was about 10, your uncle handed you over that piece of flint and an old black diamond file, and your job was to take that file and peck that thing down just a little bit round. And then the older way was then to take that out and put it in a round hole in a sandstone rock in a creek and let the work of the current of the creek spin that thing out in about 6 months. But Mr. Bud Garrett came along and came up with an idea where he could
make those things, you using a rubber wheel on electric type motor and spin them in I think maybe starting with like brick facing stones to begin with where they'd make a hole in. And now it's developed in, and I've seen a couple of films where the guy actually gets his caliper out to measure the size and get it the exact size and all this kind of thing. So it's a beginning of a traditional thing. And I think I've even seen a picture of someone using the old Cherokee saw where they would hold, you know, work the thing up and down and spin the marble. So there's just all kinds of things involved.
This is just another part of the tradition. These individuals that'll be on site along with other individuals in the area are true artists. And these are part of the traditions that we hope to support, and we hope that everyone can have the opportunity to get to see. And it's so great. This is rock. Most of the time they find from the local area that these artists make into game pieces that they actually play with. This game's actually being played with rock that they just go find. So, and there's more artists than what is also out there than what's being at the Sand and Stone Tournament. Sometimes I have a hard time getting them to, they want to play marbles that day, so.
Yeah. Okay, I need to read my birthday list for today, take a little break, come back, and we're going to talk about maybe the marble tournament itself, the lineup and things like that to begin with when we come back. But we've got celebrants this week, and beginning with Mr. Jerry and Linda Strong, who celebrated an anniversary this week, Ms. Joan L. McLaren, celebrating a birthday. Special happy birthday to Mr. Zach Kiesling. And also, Ms. Ruth Denton celebrated a birthday. Ms. Deanna Morris, her grandma and grandpa called in to wish her a happy birthday. And Mr. Eli Watson. And we'll be using our highly sophisticated non-computerized system. We'll be picking out a winner here a little bit later, and they'll receive one of those great birthday prizes from over at the Clay Chamber, where you can just go by over there and pick that up. And with that, we're going to take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Sorry.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it's great to be back. We've got the tournament coming up. We might talk about the participants and kind of, but before that, Sean, I guess, didn't you get some kind of special award or something or other from the state of Tennessee, the Parks Commission, or somebody this past year?
Well, the event itself, the National Roly Hole Marbles Championship, for its 40-year history, did win the 2021 Governor's Arts Award for the Area of Folklife Arts Award, and it's the very first time a special event has ever won this award. So we find it as a high honor, it's the highest achievement in arts, and it goes, I think of it, since it goes to the award is to the whole event, I think that it's out, everyone that's ever been a part of this event that won this award.
Okay, now, and also, one of your guests coming up this weekend, and I don't know whether you have set aside some time for him to speak over there or anything or not, and that is the name, if you're familiar at all with, historical archiving, doing all kinds of, so many things with folk life, folklore, and I guess was kind of responsible for resurrecting Roly Hole Marbles nearly by himself back a number of years ago, is going to be up here, and that's Mr. Bob Fulcher, who is the, I think he is now the park manager at the Cumberland Trails,
that's
park
right
over in East Tennessee, and I know that just when you, if you get a chance, just do a search on him and look at some of the things he's done, some of the awards he has won. He is nationally known, and there are just so many things that he has done for this area. I know when we sent our group of marble players and Mr. Bud Garrett, his wife with her quilt making things and all that he got this group sent to the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in, I guess, 1986. Where he actually went up there and took a group of our marble players up there, and they built a marble yard on the Smithsonian Mall and played marbles up there for a week. And we've rounded up some of the audio up there, and I could never find any video, but we've got one where Mr. Bob Fulcher is doing the play-by-play with our group of playing marbles down on the marble yard. And just over the years, so many things that he has done, things that he has won awards for, and I know he is, like I said, one of the, if you just mention Bob's name to anything to do with folk life and folklore, you know, that it brings a smile to people's faces, and I know it, you're really looking forward to having him up here again, I know, and he's responsible for, I guess, helping get this thing started, wasn't he, in a way?
Right. I'm not sure if he'll say that he is, but I would think he's the brainchild of this, this endeavor at Standing Stone State Park to have a national championship and the many opportunities that or the attention that the national championship has brought, the ability to work with these tradition bearers, the ability to coordinate it all with the assistance of the tradition bearers, and he is something special. He's always, there's not a there's not anyone out there I know that works harder for either the state of Tennessee or works harder for individuals or traditions than Mr. Bob Fulcher.
And you know, if you look into some of his stuff, he's a very, very young man when he started these things. He went all over the state of Tennessee. I know he is an accomplished bluegrass musician himself. I think maybe plays the banjo, among other things. And he went out all over the state of Tennessee with his little recording machine and recorded lots and lots of artists and just folklore stories. And he is responsible for, I guess, you know, bringing a lot of attention to this area, in the area of folk life. And if you want to go to our website, which is the Clay County, Tennessee, Clay County Courthouse, TN.com, we've got an entire selection there on Roly Hole Marbles that has a bunch of, it starts off with Fulcher's Roly Hole Marbles, some of the articles he's written. And we've also got some stuff on the national championship, got some copies of the old posters, just a whole bunch of things there on Roly Hole Marble. And if you want to visit that site, it's great. And I know that the Roly Hole Marble Championship, they've got a Facebook site that's up. So we've got all kinds of social media things. But let's talk about the participants in the tournament. I don't know. You want to read the names of all of them, some of them?
I'm not sure if I have the names. I know most everyone. I don't think I have the bracket in front of me. I'm afraid I would leave someone out.
I've got it online here, but I know. I can real quickly. I'll just real quickly read that.
Okay, that'd be great.
We've got the Strong brother Josh and JJ Strong. Look like, and we've got Al Walden, Brian Plumley, one team, Ben Walden, and Colonel Bowman. Colonel Bowman's an old timer, isn't he? Paul Davis, Jack Head, Seth Eads, Levi Garrett against each other, Michael Bowman, Robert Emberton against Eric Strong and Brandon Key, and then next and down, Larry Denton and Doug Tooley against Mitchell Thompson, Wesley Thompson. Edward Graves and Joe Page against Chris King and Wesley King. Sailor Wack Tinsley against Andrew Walker and Kenzie Adams, who are the defending champions, I believe, in that. And then Brian Cherry, Eli Rich against Dylan Emberton and Chris Graves. And one of the things I really noticed on here that we have some youngsters that are pairing up with. And, you know, if you look at the pairings from year to year, you will notice that a lot of these marble players, they'll play with one partner one year, and the next year they'll come back and they will have chosen another partner. And, you know, I think there's just some kind of competition and that kind of thing. And if you'll notice also, if you listened, we have folks from Tennessee playing with partners from Kentucky and vice versa the other way.
Right.
So I think everyone's all, it's like in any sport, they're looking for that little advantage, aren't they?
Right. The funny thing is I have sign-ups for, I'm not sure, a three-week, four-week window, but every year, and I used to really get scared, but every year, majority, three-quarters of the teams, or maybe half the team, do not sign up until the last two or three days. So I used to always really get scared that there's not going to be many teams in the tournament this year, and then it's always waiting until the end, making sure their partner's good, and making sure it is a team sport. So they are trying to make sure everything's still good with each other's partner.
You know,
and also superstition about the draw too, about signing up too early. So I think some people think you get a better draw if you wait till later.
So, well, maybe you ought to come up with the person to sign up gets a double buy or something.
I think a long time ago they used to. I could be wrong on this. Someone told me the story, but it was the first 15. There used to be a lot. There was a lot more teams at one point in time. And they said the first 15 teams got put on the bracket, and the rest of them had to play in. But I don't know. I'm not for sure if that part's true or not. So,
Okay, now, and you know, I look down through the years of the champions over there, and there's always some names that pop out because we've had certain teams that played together that maybe have won this thing four or five times as partners over there. I know the Russell Collins is one of the names that comes up.
That's great.
And Wayne Roten, I guess.
That's correct as well.
And then out of Kentucky was, I think, the name over there that won a bunch. The Thompsons?
Mitchell Thompson and Wes Thompson.
And so, and I guess, were they brothers or cousins? Or
They're father and son, and they are still in this year's tournament, yes.
And I know that if you look at, but now we haven't had the past few years, we haven't had that domination by a particular team, have we?
No, I think last year's tournament, many people call that it was all the games were really good. They were all close, and I think everyone was calling last year's tournament a great tournament. We've had many years of great tournaments, so it's hard to say that any tournament is better than the others. But everyone was talking about how many close games they were last year.
And I do know that the team that won it, Andrew and Kenzie, I mean, they kind of came out of, I guess, as dark horses on this thing. I don't know how much they had been playing together. And
well, I think to a lot of people, that some people have thought so, and some that didn't think they were dark horses. Many people had talked about how good they were coming into it to myself, but. Instantly, there's a lot of people that's had their name on the rafters that a lot of people always think is going to win, but that's why you play sports, and that's why you play the game.
And I know, you know, a lot of the tournaments that are held around at various places, well, here down at our Marble Yard and up in Tompkinsville at theirs, they have tournaments where you sign up as an individual, and then partners are chosen at a draw the day of the tournament. And I think, of course, that is because we had people like the Thompsons and Russell and his partner that basically they couldn't be beat. And so they decided, you know, hey, if we're going to get more people to play, we're going to have to spread the competition out a little bit.
Yes, I think on that, that's been brought up before. People wanted to do that. I think there's an element of randomness on a draw like that, and I think that's great for some events. But when you have a national championship and with a tradition, I do think picking your own partner is the only
right. You want the best part of who they think is the best for them,
right?
And you know, it's sometimes it's not necessarily the so-called best marble player, but sometimes if you've got a good marble partner that strategically knows the game in his mind better than some folks, because a lot of times it's not necessarily the physical ability, but you know, if you watch the game, and you'll notice that these guys, they'll call time out and they'll go up there and they'll decide, you know, hey, your marble needs to be shot up here in this particular position to either to gain an advantage on offense or defense, one or the other. So, I mean, there's, like you said, there's a whole lot of strategy in the game.
Right. This is for anyone who's never played this game, or if you have the chance to even come watch, this is a game of constant strategy. It is a chess match. It is a lot of fun. And then on top of that, having to make shots as well. That's what makes this game so tough. That's what makes these players so great, is the ability to make long shots. And we could take these players to other hotbed marble areas, and they could compete or beat the best at their marble sport. But they can't come close and beat these guys at this event.
You know, and I know that sometimes one of the things back in the back of my mind with our Rolly Hole Marble Museum is to get four of the better marble players together and let them play a game without call in timeout, do straight, just play a straight game through, and then let them come back and kind of do a little play-by-play and tell folks why they did this and what their thinking was, instead of, you know, and that they automatically do things and why.
I think this game, sometimes people at the championship, this game, Roley Hole, is so simplistic, yet so complex that day at the event. So if you was to watch kids play Roley Hole, it's completely simplistic. They're just going for holes, and you can completely see what they're supposed to do. When the Roley Hole players are playing on championship day, it looks like it's super complicated, and it's because there's so much strategy going in. So that's what makes the game so great, in my opinion.
And it's not that, you know, those of us that played as youngsters, we just played based on physical ability. You know, if we could hit a marble, if we could shoot it to exact pretty close to where we wanted it to, we were pretty good. And that worked for a long, long time. And of course, most of us in this area, my age, we grew up, our family usually had a marble yard somewhere or another, or they were all around everywhere. There were hundreds of them around. And of course, we're seeing a comeback, and I know right now we hear of some of the folks that are participating in this that are actually making marble yards out on their farm or in their backyard or something, and encouraging the young kids to play and bringing some of the old folks coming back out of retirement to play a little bit. Because, you know, a lot of folks don't like to play competitive. They like to play, I guess, in the old situations, like the old marble yard that Dumas Walker had on that toward Moss, that if you could go on Sunday afternoon and come home and tell everybody, hey, I held the yard today. Sure. Because as long as you won, you got to play the next game.
Well, you know, we do run into that when you talk about playing for fun. There's plenty of great players out there that still doesn't play in the national championship, and they simply just love marbles. But the opposite of what we're trying to do is trying to gain attention for the sport and put a spotlight on it. They want to shy away from that. They just want to get off work or go play some games and go home, and they won't ever come out and play on that. So we still urge those players to come play in it just to help save their tradition and keep it going on.
And, you know, and speaking, you know, the strategy of the game, I think I know you know the story probably better than I do, and that is one of the championships that Russell and Wayne Roten won, where Russell accidentally laid out on the final hole and left Wayne in there by himself. And I think it basically came down to, I guess, one shot, wasn't it, Sean, where Wayne hit one from the upper end of the marble yard to the lower end at the out hole and laid his marble out and won the national championship. And I think that's kind of a legendary story I've heard.
I'm trying to remember. I think I heard that story. I was a little bit younger during that time period, so I don't want to.
You know, that's one of the ones that, you know, that Russell didn't. He had a little lapse there, and they dropped his marble over in the wrong hole, and he was out. And
no.
And they kind of ganged up on Wayne and kept him out of competition. And
now, I know in 2013 I saw Russell hit one. I'm guessing this is 20. Probably 27 foot shot with the championship on the line, and he hit a marble, and it just so happened it was still early. The finals ended early that year, and there was still quite a few people around, and the ahs and the roar from the event that year, and then he made another really long shot too. So that's one of the days I remember the most is some of that shot making with pressure.
Of course, we've all heard stories of that, how he basically lived like from one end of the yard to the other one, and what we call settled on the man laying there and
right.
Picked his little marble up and dropped it in the hole.
Right. Since that day, every year we talk about that.
And I know, of course, Russell, he hadn't been able to participate in the last little bit. I think he's got some health problems right now. But hopefully he'll make it over to see part of it. I don't know whether he will or not. But
right, I hope so, too. He's always he is always he's always a legend, and any time he ever wants to be a part of anything, we invite that and hope that just know that he's always one of our standing stone legends, and we've always appreciated everything he's ever did.
And I think, you know, back many, many years ago when high school days, when we had our marble yard at Salina High School, I think he probably one of them, he was a little bit younger than me, but I think he kind of convinced me that I wasn't a real good marble player in a hurry there. But, you know, that was something, you know, we had all the little schools out in the country, the high school, and we all had marble yards out in the yard and played. We even had Mr. Larmer Holt, who was a principal down at the elementary school, who every minute he got, he would go out and shoot marbles with the students. And of course, he always had his little tie and his nice thing, and he managed to play without getting any dust on him. But you know, I do remember him, and like I said, I've said for a number of years at the marble yards that this was the place where they played a lot of Sunday afternoon places, and I know especially the Dumas Walker yard out toward Miles, where you could come by there and you'd find the bootleggers and the preachers both there playing marbles on a Sunday afternoon.
One of my favorite days ever, and I've told some people this, but they invited me to a yard here in Clay County, and they always play everywhere, but I just so happened got an invite that day, and they got a yard going again that day. It was probably 70 degrees, sunny, beautiful day, full of a good time playing marbles. They cooking catfish, coleslaw, hush puppies, watermelon from the. I mean, I couldn't think of a better day, and it's one of my favorite days ever.
I know, and there's Bob Fulcher was part of made out at the McLaren Marble Yard at Miles that has a lot of the old characters in it. And we're getting those films and things together for public showing again. And like I said, it was just for the Marble Yard. Of course, it was basically an all-male game, and it wasn't for us youngsters. You had to be of a certain age and a certain skill ability before they would even think about allowing you to play.
Well, that's probably why I don't get invited much. I'm not a good player. I only get asked when they need another person to make a game.
Me either. But I was lucky enough that I had a pair of brothers, one younger and one older than me, that were excellent players. Of course, they didn't play tournaments back in those days, but they were legendary players. But they would allow me to play with them every once in a while. And their strategy was to play defense and keep the people away from me so I can make holes and lay out and get out of their way so they could win the game. So that's kind of the marble player I was. But I still have my couple of marbles, and all of them, and get them out. And sometimes I shoot them across the floor just to see if I could. But, Sean, we're about to run out of time, believe it or not. Why don't you reach in here and just pull me out a number there, and we'll give somebody a birthday prize. Look like we have the winner today, Mr. Zach Kiesling. And Zach, get someone to come down to the chamber and pick up your envelope down there. You got a nice prize in it. And golly, Sean, we could go another hour, I believe.
I think so. I had a great time. Thank you very much for inviting me.
And I said, you know, and if you want to come over and watch some of the beginning games, they'll be beginning late Friday afternoon. And then Saturday all day long, it's kind of like, you know, the church all day singing with dinner on the ground. This is all day marbles with music on the ground.
That's right. We invite everyone. It's a great family event, and we hope that you come enjoy the day and see this great tradition.
And look, and we forgot to mention real quick that this is going to be streamed this year.
It is going, as far as I know, it's going to be streamed on Overton Events, Twin Lakes, and not sure exactly where.
But there's going to be some live streaming of it.
It's going to be some live streaming. Ain't going to be a few media outlets out there this year.
Yeah, I think we've got some national media outlets maybe going to be in town this next weekend. And now if instead of watching it on the stream, if you want to be on the stream, come over to the Marble Yard and get yourself on TV.
That's right. That's right.
And with that, I guess it's time we shut the doors down here and really appreciate having Sean with me this morning. We'll get him back again here before long. And I know, like I said, the national tournament received a great recognition this year. I know Sean didn't upplay it a whole lot, but that was a great, great award. It's one of very, very few parks that get those things.
Yes.
And with that, Sean, I guess it's time we tell everyone that hopefully you will listen to us this evening at 6 o'clock on WVFB-FM 101.5. And like I said, we've got everything put up. And I guess, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next week here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you. And good day, Clay County.